on a Thursday morning. You're here with me, Rima, and Leeds is the second most boring place in the UK. Don't be mad at me. I am just delivering the message here. That's according to a survey which actually put London at number one. So I'm not convinced that this is an accurate survey, but it has loads of lists in it along the lines of most boring name, most boring food, job, hobbies. There is, however, a £100 prize up for grabs for the first person who ticks all of the boring boxes. So I thought, who better to speak to than the founder of the Dull Men's Club, Grover Click. Morning, Grover.
Good morning, Rima.
How are you? How are you doing?
Well, okay, it's up kind of early for me, or up late, whichever way you want to look at it, but I'm doing just fine, and it's nice to be speaking with you.
You're in Washington, D.C. You're 5 hours behind, so I'm very glad that you are up. Can you tell us, Grover, about the Dull Men's Club? What is it?
Well, it's a place to, it's kind of a refuge in a way to appreciate the more ordinary thing. Our motto is celebrating the ordinary, and the flip side of that, we like to avoid the glitz and glam. We're not always moving on to the next big thing. And the first thing I should say is it's not just men. Women belong now, too. That's been the case for quite a while now, as it is in many things around the world, as it should be. And we began when I was living in New York City. I was, you know, it's a very exciting place, and I was looking for kind of a way to have a calmer life. And I belonged to something called the New York Athletic Club, which is it's like the clubs in London along the Pall Mall, St. James area, and it's on Central Park South. And they had a monthly magazine, and one night at the bar, we were looking through it, and there are articles within the clubs within the club. There's a wrestling club, a boxing club, a judo club, a fencing club. And one of my mates said, gee, we don't do any of those things. And another one said, yeah, we're kind of dull, aren't we? So I said, well, let's get a page we call it the Dull Men's Club. So
That's where it was born. I kind of love that for you, though. I like that women can join as well. I'm quite tempted to join the Dull. Is it still called the Dull Men's Club, though?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, you know, the New York Athletic Club at that time was all male, and that's co-ed now, and so is the Dull Men's Club. But and we would say, well, we thought it'd be an insult to call a lady dull, and they always do something that's but sure. Now everything's quite equalized, and we tried the dull. We got the name the Dull Club. Also, there's a Facebook group called that, which we have, but we. The women, they didn't like that name. They liked the name.
It loses something, I think, when you make it into the Dull Club. But I imagine, Grover, that you might have quite a few people from Leeds trying to join the Dull Men's Club. Because, I mean, we're talking about this survey this morning. So basically, it's a survey of 3,000 people that Vol have done, 3,000 Brits, I should say, to discover the dullest things. So the most boring city or town, number one is London, number two is Leeds, where we are, and then the list is rounded out by Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool, Bradford, all places that I actually think are not boring, but it also has boring names. So the most boring woman's name is Anne, the most boring name for a man is John. The most boring job is a cleaner or an office worker or a factory worker. And the most boring hobby is train spotting or stamp collecting. Does this survey remind you of some of the people that are in your club?
You mentioned train spotting. We've got a member over in Ulverston, Cumbria, who's a drain spotter, Archie Workman. He has a part-time job. He's retired from the shipping industry, and he maintains verges alongside roads, and he finds drains that have been abandoned and unused, and he pries them up open and cleans them.
So he's going around looking at gutters. I do love this.
And drains, you know.
Just drains. So you've got your own awards, Anorak of the Year. There's a £100 prize though up for grabs for the first person who ticks all of the boring boxes in this Vol survey. Do you think any of your members could win here?
Yeah, well, now there's we see a distinction between dull and boring. They're not quite the same thing. A boring person is a dull person, but he doesn't know when to stop. He goes on and on and on. And I think the word that distinguishes the two is tedious. A dull person that tediously goes on with talking is boring. You get tired of listening to him.
Okay. So
We
there's a
think dull.
line. Yeah, there's a line between dull and boring. I see exactly what you're
Yeah.
saying there. Grover,
Right.
I'm absolutely invested in the Dull Men's Club. I kind of want to meet you all and spend quite a dull evening with you all. And I hope that we do that at some point. Grover Click there, the founder of the Dull Men's Club. Thanks, Grover. I'll speak to you soon, shall I?
Very good. Looking forward to that.